With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Within minutes of demonstrators' demands to ban fracking that is central to New Mexico's oil and gas production, lawmakers voted 28-36 against a bill that would enable communities to set up collective solar energy systems. Republican Representative Rod Montoya of Farmington explained his opposition.
All across this legislation, it seems very slanted. It's a very, very good deal for the folks who want to get involved in the solar garden. It is an awful deal and patently unfair to utility ratepayers that are not able to join that solar garden. There needs to be a more inclusive way of handling these solar gardens, including sharing the cost of infrastructure. And I don't believe the excess should be borne by the ratepayers of the other of the utilities or the co-ops.
Meanwhile, in the Capitol Rotunda, the author of a just-released study sounded the alarm for continued drilling. Lauren Stockman is a research analyst with Oil Change International.
New Mexico's oil and gas production is growing faster than just about anywhere in the world today. And this means New Mexico's responsibility for the global climate crisis is growing. As the chart here shows, these emissions overshadow the governor's climate action plan tenfold. Of course, this raises tough questions for New Mexico's economy. The revenues from oil and gas are at all-time highs, and these are hard to forgo. But the issue cannot be ignored. The responsibility to act cannot be shirked. The conversation has to start here. New Mexico must start to think about how to take its economy forward while avoiding the projections that we present in this report.
Stockman's study shows oil and gas production could grow 85% over the next 10 years. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.